Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, people have always been keen on orchids. It's been that way since the 18th century. But this enthusiasm is such that there is an illegal international trade in rare versions. Professor Mike Fay is a senior researcher leader for conservation genetics at Kew Gardens, and he joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Mike.
Hi there.
To give some idea of why people are so enthusiastic about orchids, how many different species of orchid are there?
Our best estimate is that there are more than 28,000 worldwide.
Good God. And within that range of 28,000, do they grow and have shape and colour in wildly different ways?
They're incredibly diverse. They grow in tropical rainforests, high in trees, they grow in the ground, they grow in sand dunes, they grow in more or less in the polar regions in the northern hemisphere, to also different areas all over the world. They're one of the most widespread of plant families.
And so given that there are so many, could you give us a percentage how many of that 28,000 might be considered to be rare orchids?
So to date, we've got 1,800 that have been assessed in the official criteria for what makes something rare or not, threatened or not. And out of those, about 50% of them fall in those categories, which would mean they were threatened, which is compared to about 25 to 30% of all plants.
Those rare ones then, would it be the case in Kew Gardens that if you have a rare or even semi-rare example, that you have to protect it?
We do protect our plants at Kew, but fortunately, plant thefts from the gardens are very rare. What we're more concerned about is the fact that people are going out into the wild and poaching plants from the wild population, some of these very rare species, pushing them on towards the extinction.
Right. And if they are poached, where do they go, is it known?
Some of them are sold in local markets. They're collected for food, for medicine, but a large number of the ones that we're really worried about are collected for horticultural purposes. And often those cross international borders, often illegally, and turn up in specialist collections in other countries from where they...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike, that your line is absolutely... We're only getting every third word there, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. It's our old friend technology isn't quite as wonderful as we always like to think so sometimes. But thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Mike Fay, a senior research leader for conservation genetics at Kew Gardens and also co-chair of the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Orchid Specialist Group. That's a couple of very big titles. But there's actually an international treaty called CITES, CITES, and which controls all sorts of species and the regulations about how they're allowed to be traded. And 3/4 of the species controlled are orchids, amazingly enough.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.